Okay, so let's see. Today is May 13th, 2003, and we're going to do ATM lesson number 3. The title is Rolling to Sit with the Use of the Elbows. So, as we usually do, take a moment to begin to sense yourself lying on your back. Observe how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting. How your pelvis is lying on the floor. And how are your legs lying on the floor? And then take a moment to check in with your breath and your breathing and observe the four parts of your breath. Notice your inhalation and the pause, your exhalation and your pause. And as you're observing and paying attention to your breath and breathing, bring your attention also to that area we've identified as the tonden, the area in between where your belly button is and your pubic bone. Do you sense any tension or holding there? And if so, can you allow it to let go? And throughout this lesson, draw your attention to this area, and it will be really important to notice when is important for this area and your abdominals to naturally respond, naturally contract, and then when does it become what we call a parasitic effort, when you're contracting the muscles when they don't need to be. So just have that in the background for yourself throughout the lesson and become very aware of how to use the abdominal muscles in a useful way. So, continuing to lie on your back, go ahead and interlace your hands and place them behind your head. Create that hammock sensation with your hands in the back of your head. So again, your hands are behind your head, not your neck, but your head. And your elbows will be slightly bent up towards the ceiling. And begin to lift your head and direct your face down towards your feet or your legs. Very gently lift and lower. And as I just mentioned, observe in this very first movement what's happening with those lower abdominals, that area that we call the tonden. So as you lift your head, you should feel a very natural sense of contraction. What you don't need to do is contract the muscles before you lift the head. But as you're lifting, you will feel them kick in naturally. Is everybody sensing that as you bring your attention to that? It's almost as if the muscles pull in and lift up so that your pubic bone actually draws itself closer towards your face. That's nice. Very good. Now pause for a moment, and the next time you're going to lift your head so that you orientate your face towards the right. So you look to the right side of your right leg. So again, you use both of your hands and you begin to lift your head, but you're now orientating the face and your head off to the right. And just feel how that changes the use of your abdominal muscles. And at the same time, observe your breath and your breathing. There's a very strong tendency for most of us to hold our breath when we go into a kind of flexed position. And see if you can just allow your breathing to regulate itself. That means to not interfere with your breathing as you lift and look to the right and lower. Good. Now the next time, lift and look over to the left. What is it like to orientate your face over to the left, being to the left side of your left leg? The legs are long. Very nice. And rest on your back. Lower your arms and just take a rest for a moment. Now this time, turn your face to the left and keep it turned to the left, and you use your right arm to wrap it around your head so it comes over the top so that your right hand is holding your left ear. That's it. So you kind of go around the back side of the head. There you go. And have your left arm out to the side so that you're close to your body so that your palm and your elbow are down. So turn your hand, your left hand over so your palm is down. And I didn't say it correctly, so let's start that again. Have your left arm down by your side, palm down. Now slightly bend your left elbow out to the side a little bit, which should make it a little easier. There you go. And keeping your face over to the left, begin to lift your head in this fashion, as if to bring weight onto your left elbow and forearm. So you really allow yourself to weight there, not on the shoulder, but on the left elbow and forearm and palm. So you do the lifting of your head primarily with your right arm, your right shoulder, your chest, and again, feeling and noticing the participation of your abdominals. Good. And each time, try to lift a little higher so you really sense that you can press that left elbow and forearm into the floor. So you may need to change or reestablish a new position for that left arm that it feels possible to weight bear on. And the only way that you can bring pressure onto the elbow is by the shoulder girdle lifting. That's it. So if the left shoulder stays down, you can't bring weight onto the elbow. Good. Okay. Pause and rest. And now having your right arm down by your side, palm down, the right elbow slightly bent away from yourself, wrap your left arm around your head, but first turn your face to the right. So your nose and your eyes should be looking to the right, and then you wrap the left arm over and around your head to hold on to the right ear. And now in this position, you once again are going to lift your head, bringing weight over onto the right elbow, the right palm. So you need to lift the head and the shoulder girdle area. That's nice, Susie. So that means both shoulders have to lift, even though you're bringing weight onto the right elbow. Very good. Pay attention to your breath and your breathing. If you're finding yourself holding your breath, it means you're probably trying too hard. See if you can do a little more thinking and less effort. Good. And rest on your back. Now, once again, interlace your hands and place them behind your head. And let's go back to the first movement of just lifting your head, looking down towards your feet, or perhaps the space in between your feet. Just feel how you lift your head. And again, the response that happens with your abdominal muscles. And see if maybe the next time that you go to lift your head, can you actually separate your hands from the back of your head? So everything's there, but you don't use the hands to lift. You actually create space, and you feel what really lifts your head. Feel what you need to do with your chest, how it needs to soften and fold. Now try it again with your hands. Feel what it's like with your hands. Good. And also begin to pay attention to your chin. Many of you are keeping your chin directed towards the ceiling. And what this does is this is like introducing what I call the chicken head. So if your chin is out towards the ceiling in this position, it's out as if you're jetting your chin out away from you. So the more that you allow your chin to come down into the sternum in your chest, the easier it is. See if that makes a difference for you now. Good. Okay, rest. Now, keeping your left arm down along your side, please turn it over so your palm is down. As we did earlier, have the left elbow slightly bent away from you so that you can envision bringing weight onto your left elbow and forearm and palm. Now, with your right arm, bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. So that means your right arm is straight and the fingertips are pointing towards the ceiling. And begin to lengthen your right arm, not only straight up, but slightly across your chest, up towards the ceiling, though, as if you were reaching for something above you. Imagine maybe there's a balloon and a balloon string hanging down, and you wanted to reach for it. So you're really concentrating on the reaching, but it's not just straight up, but slightly crossing over your midline so as to bring weight onto your left elbow and forearm. And begin to notice what happens with your head. What happens with your legs? So in the beginning, your head rolls somewhat to the left. But then there's a moment that with the rolling, it needs to lift for the shoulder girdle to lift. Yes? Christy, you're so smart. So So if you just let your head do all the rolling, it rolls all the way to the left, you've lost the opportunity to lift it and bring weight onto the left elbow and forearm. So there's a slight roll and then lift. And you begin to orientate your face towards like your left palm, your left hand. Sorry, left, the back side of your hand. That's it, Janice. But find that moment to lift your head. Because you can only go so far letting your head hang back. You see? You get to a place and now you can't go any further. So, okay, right. But go back. Now, lengthen the arm. Let the head go slightly back. But then pick it up right away. Pick up. Yep, sooner. Yeah. That's it. You need to get it sooner. That, pick it up. There you go. Even sooner. Let it more roll to the left instead of arching back. Now pick it up. Ah, that was a good one. You feel the difference? When you let it hang back so far, you miss the window of opportunity, and then it becomes really a lot of work with the neck muscles. That's it. That's it, Susan. Good. Okay. Let's rest. Now, bring your right arm along your side, palm down, right elbow slightly bent out. Please raise your left arm up towards the ceiling, and we're going to do the exact same thing now with your left arm, thinking that you're lengthening and reaching with your left arm. You reach above you and slightly across yourself, as if to bring weight onto your right elbow and forearm. And eventually, what this weight does is it allows you to eventually come up to a sitting position. So you may need to explore where you position the right elbow and forearm so that you really can weight there. If it's too far away from you, then it's hard to get there. And if it's too close, it's hard. You end up rolling right on top of it. That's it. Very good. And as you continue to do the movement just a few more times, pay attention to what's happening now with your legs. So almost all of you are starting to sense how the legs want to turn as well to the left. In fact, the right knee wants to bend out to the right. So see if you allow the right knee to bend out to the right, does it make it easier to bring weight onto the right forearm and palm? That's it, there. Let your back go. Round. There. Rest on your back. Please lift both of your arms now up towards the ceiling. And in this first movement, we're going to alternate lengthening each arm one at a time. And just allow your head to roll on the floor. So let's say you lengthen the right. That means your face will roll to the left. And then as the right shoulder blade comes back down, you lengthen the left arm and the left shoulder blade, and your face rolls to the right. And as you continue to roll across your shoulder blades and that upper back region, really find a way to almost create like a hammock feeling with that upper part of your back. You reduce the amount of distinction between your shoulder blades and your back. So you roll so smoothly that you don't really sense the shoulder blades, like you're rolling over a ridge. If you do it, the quality of the movement, that's it. That's it. And again, in this, you can allow the head to roll, and even if it feels comfortable, to hang back. Just feel, that's nice. Go a little faster, maybe a little larger. Very nice. Good. Good. Pause again for a moment. Rest your arms. Once again, bring your arms up again towards the ceiling. And now this time, before you start doing the lifting of each arm, the same movement, but we're going to have you lift your head so that you hold your head in the air with your chin slightly tucked into your chest. And as you maintain the head staying up, you do the rolling through the arms. That's it. So how can you roll through the shoulder blades, lengthen the arms, that's it, with the head lifted, chin into the chest. So the more that you allow your chin to be in the chest, that's it, the easier it is. And for a moment, just check in with the work of the abdominals now. And can you feel the abdominals higher up? The ones that go way up underneath the rib cage have to work now. Good. And rest. And now spreading your knees a little bit further apart in your legs, that's it. Just create a little bit more space between your knees and your feet, that's it. Lift your right arm up towards the ceiling. Have the left arm down along your side with the palm down, elbow bent out to the side. And let's go back to this idea of reaching up and across yourself, but at the same time that you reach, both of your knees will bend to the left. So as if you would come up to sitting with your knees bent to the left side. The right leg will bend behind you. That's it. That's it, Janice. So both knees bend to the left, and you'll feel how the right foot will swoop back towards your right buttocks. The left foot will come into your crotch. This is like the side sitting position we've done in the last couple of lessons. Now, as most of you are doing so beautifully, you've organized yourself to involve the lifting of your head, feeling that moment when you need to lift your head with the reaching of the arms, with the bending of the knees, so that eventually you come all the way up to sitting and you have weight pressed onto your left forearm and palm. It's very important to press the palm down. Many of you want the wrist to flip up, thanks to the computer. So ask your wrist to weight bear down. That's it. As you come up, now slow down and let's spread your legs. Now think of that's better, like that. But not so much coming over there. You want to think you're coming up towards me. Okay? So let those knees, let the knees turn out. Let this guy go. That's it. But come up and press. Mm-hmm. Keep that down. Now, let this wrist relax. Now go back gently. Feel how you can go back. That's it. There. Good. Now, slowly you reach, roll the knees, bend those knees, bend. That's it. Let this. There. This should be way out. Oh, not to be shy, to bend those legs. Spread them apart. Open those thighs. That's it.
Okay, so do I keep them bent
no.
at this point?
Just keep them straight, like but feel. Feel how. That's it. There you go, Susan.
To the side.
Uh-huh, like that. And feel how the belly, first you're folded, and then you push the belly up. That's it. Isn't that much easier?
It's better.
Such a smart group. They all decided to take their break, so that's good. Rest. I so appreciate that you all know when you need to rest. Now, let's raise your left arm up towards the ceiling. That means your right arm will be down by your side, palm down. And your legs need to be spread apart so that you can allow those knees this time to roll and bend to the right. So the right knee will bend way out to the right side, so the right foot can come in towards your crotch, right? The left foot will bend behind you towards the buttocks as you reach up towards the ceiling. That's it. Not this guy. There. Good. And come back. Now, many of you are going, observe your direction of movement. So many of you are going all the way over to the left and then hooking up. So let's see if we can start to develop an arc somewhere in between going over to the left and coming straight up, right? It's the midway point. So you begin to go to the left, but you really come straight up. So that means your chest, your sternum, your pubic bone should be orientated towards the front of the room, the same way that you start on your back. Many of you are turning yourselves all the way to the left. So figure out what you need to do so that your chest, so you don't need to turn to the left so much. That's it, Chrissy. Nope. You want to reach this way. Towards me, towards the front of the room. That's it, Susie. Susie, you've mastered this lesson because we've done it. See, it's useful doing it so many times, isn't it? You've mastered this lesson. Not in a long time, but your body has such a good memory. You know exactly what to do. See, if you go all the way over to the left, then there's another level of work that you have to kick in to bring yourself back up to sitting, to the center. So you don't need to go over that far. That's better, Christy. But figure out the legs now.
To our right. When you say, when you go up, you mean?
How can you keep going forward when you're?
Very easy. There. So that's much better. You don't need to go, you don't need Alan to go way over here. I mean, that's one way. But you're using your momentum now in doing a big circle, an arc. But let's do less of it. Let's just stray here.
Okay.
Let's see what it's like to come right here. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not that the other way is not possible, but this is a more powerful. Vroom, there. Now push the belly up even more. There. There. Okay. Much better. That's it, Danielle.
I can lift these, right?
Yeah, eventually you don't even need that arm. No, you don't even... Eventually you realize you don't even need to have the right arm there. It becomes obsolete. That's it. Okay. Let's rest on your back. Now this time, please bend your knees, bring your feet up over your chest. So kind of like a baby, have your knees hang into your chest, but your knees need to be spread apart, not glued together. And now bring both of your arms up towards the ceiling, right? Just like we've done, and let's go back to the earlier movement of lengthening, let's say, the right arm and allowing your whole self to roll to the left. And then to get back over to the right, you've got to lengthen the left arm. And at the same time, you'll begin to feel the same type of lengthening with your legs. That's it. So lengthen the right leg. That's it. And so you don't fall over. Then you get to a point where you need to lengthen the opposite side. And you roll along your back and your pelvis now. Just like a baby would do. That's it, Alan. Very nice. Feel your head rolls to each side now, following the movement. And as some of you are beautifully learning, is the power in your pelvis and your legs. How much control you can have with your legs. That's it. Okay. Now come back to the center for a moment. If you need to put your legs to standing, you can to rest. And let's have your left arm come down along your side. Same position we've done throughout the lesson. So your right arm is still up. Now bring both of your knees back up over your chest. And in this configuration, begin to lengthen the right arm. Begin to roll somewhat to the left side, bringing weight onto the left elbow, left forearm, left palm. That's it. As if to come up to sitting. So your knees are prepared to bring themselves into the same side sitting position. That's it. And come back. That's nice, Susan. Very good. That's beautiful, Danielle. Come up, and at the very end, look up towards your fingertips, which allows your chest and your pelvis and belly to come forward. You get that length of extension, and then you have to round and fold to return back to the floor, yes? Very good. Okay, back onto your back. Let's take a brief rest, pause. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. This time we'll have your right arm down by your side and your left arm up towards the ceiling, correct? And then bring your knees up over your chest like a baby. Again, the knees need to be spread apart. And begin to lengthen that left arm up and roll to your side. Bring weight onto your right forearm and hand as your knees go to the right and come up to sitting. And then you gracefully reverse the movement, rounding yourself, rolling back down onto your back. Arm up, eyes up at the end, and then round, and then up, and then round. So begin to feel and notice the relationship between your fingertips and your face. So again, this is just like a baby. A baby's eyes follow what they're reaching for with their hands. So if you've got the little nice, you know, toys hanging over them in the crib, or they're on the floor and they've designed these wonderful little, I don't know what they're called, jamborees, or these things that go over them that they can reach for. This is how a child would reach for it. And why would they want to reach in the first place? It's because they see the toy. They want the toy. They're curious. That's it. There you go. Good. Very nice. And rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Bring both knees up over your chest, and now bring both arms up towards the ceiling. And this time you're going to alternate the movements. You'll begin by, let's say, lengthening first the right arm, as if to come up to sitting. So bring yourself over to the left. That's it, Christy. Use the legs. And it's not important on the first try to come up, but it's fine. If you need to use that left elbow, you can. And then you come back onto your back, and then you lengthen with the left arm and roll to the right. That's it. That's it, Christy. That's it, Danielle. And then see if you can continue being able to roll through your back so that eventually you really don't even need the elbow hardly at all to come up. That's it. It just for a brief moment, you pass through the pressing onto the elbow. That's it, Janice. That's it. Better. And if at any point it's feeling difficult or challenging, or you're finding yourself holding your breath, the key is not in your arms but in your legs. It comes to allowing the legs to open and come out to the side. That's it. There. And pushing the belly out. Rounding back down. Pushing the belly out, 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 out. There you go. And then
round. Should we actually sit up?
Yeah, sit to the side. This is side sitting. So you're always going to sit side sitting.
Okay.
And then you're going to round back down. And then up. Let those legs and belly push out, out, out. Very good. For right now, we can do it with you this way. And then you come down, go down the same way. And then you come up. That's it.
Oh, I see.
And then come down and come up. There. And then we come up. And it feels great, doesn't it? Now you know why babies have so much fun. We have a ball. It's just when we become adults. So boring. We don't get to do this. Well, that's it. Very good. Good, good. Very nice. So, again, let's take a rest. So before we do the next movement, let's just take a moment to imagine it first, which helps the nervous system so much process what you're going to do. So we're going to continue with the arms and the knees up over your chest and lengthening, let's say, the right arm, reaching up so that you come up sitting with your legs to the left. But then you continue to come up so that you actually stand on your knees. So you're reaching high into the sky with your fingertips and with your face following. And then you reverse the movement, coming all the way back down onto your back. You'll have the knees over your chest, the arms both still directed towards the ceiling, and then you will lengthen the left arm, bringing the knees over to the right, sitting up to the right, and then coming up onto the knees. Okay, so everybody bring their arms up, bring your knees up. Let's all begin the same direction. So we'll start with the right arm, which means that you will bring the knees and the legs over to the left, right? And come all the way up first to sitting, and then bring weight onto the knees and lift your pelvis up. Look up towards the ceiling and go all the way back down. Feel the lowering of the pelvis, the rounding of the spine. And you hold your head through the rounding phase as you come back onto your back. And then you now lengthen the left arm, come all the way over to the right, sit up, come up onto the knees, look up towards the sky, and then stick your bottom back, reach with your bottom for the floor, not your hands, but with your bottom. Round yourself, tuck your chin into the chest. That's it. And now just continue exploring, going side to side. Everybody will be at a different pace at this point. So you just honor your own pacing. There's no hurry, no rush. That's it, Christy. Go back, bring the other arm up quickly, and go right into it. That's it. No hesitation. Round back, round, roll, up. A little quicker onto your knees now. You can do it. No hesitation. They're up. That's it. Round. Good. That's it, Susan. All the way back. Come up. Come onto the knees. Belly comes forward. Your chest lifts high in the sky. And then you reach back for the ground with your pelvis and butt. And then you round your spine. That's it. That's it, Janice. That's it. But a little quicker, let's go back down with your chest and your ribs. So you're rounding. Good. And now pop here, up, up sooner here. That area. We'll work on that. There. That's it. And lift, and that's it, there, that's it, even quicker, this transition, there, and there, and there, that's it, it's not about your head, it's about the ribs, there you go, much better. So continue to play with this to your satisfaction, and when you feel complete, you can rest on your back. rest with your legs long, or if you feel like you want them in standing for a moment. But just enjoy the process of going through the movement, how light and effortless you feel coming up. For most of us, we usually feel as if coming up to sitting is such a big process. And now you just experienced it feeling so easy and effortless and fun. Imagine that. So now just take a moment to observe how you're resting on your back now. Scan yourself and observe and notice what's changed for you now. How do you experience yourself differently? Notice if somehow you feel more alive within your whole self. These type of lessons tend to do that, as if parts of yourself became awake. And then take a moment to observe and notice your breath and your breathing. The four parts of your breath being the inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and the pause. And what has changed about your breathing? And then bringing your attention to that area called the tanden, the area in between your belly button and pubic bone. What's changed for you there? And then take a moment to think about what part of the lesson perhaps made you feel really happy. Was there a specific movement in the lesson that you felt a lot of joy? Now take a moment to just review in your imagination what you've done, what we did to each side. And after reviewing, you can think about how you'd like to bring yourself up to sitting. So we did many steps, many different ways or options to eventually come up to sitting. And once you've reviewed them, you can select which one that you felt pleasure doing, and bring yourself up to sitting, and then bring yourself up to standing. And once you come up to standing, it's important to stand on the hard surface. So if you've been on a mat, to step off the mat and just observe yourself now in standing. How do you sense your feet underneath you, your pelvis? How do you sense your shoulders and your head? The lightness in your upper body. And then go ahead and take a walk around the room and just notice how it feels in walking. Okay. Nice job today.
Thank you. That was good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you guys have a good week.